A new study says ride-sharing services could cut into car sales. Toyota and Honda reveal info about their new fuel cell vehicles. And Ford is bringing back one of its most iconic nameplates. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 17th, 2014. It is simply amazing that 40% of the car buying public is not aware of the Kia brand. That's why it's so significant to learn that 60% of the public is already aware of car sharing and ride sharing services, like Zipcar and Uber. All that comes from a study by Phoenix Marketing. It also uncovered that 9% of those people say they will consider not buying their own car and will use the mobility services instead. Phoenix Marketing says that the popularity of other sharing services, like Airbnb, where you can rent someone's apartment instead of getting a hotel room, has got people thinking about car sharing as well. And that's why a number of automakers have already started their own car sharing services. Toyota's new fuel cell vehicle finally has a proper name. When it first debuted, it was called FCV, which obviously stands for fuel cell vehicle. But the company's CEO and president, Akio Toyoda, announced that it will be called the Mirai, which means future in Japanese. The company also announced that it's teaming up with Air Liquid to develop a network of hydrogen refueling stations in 5 states in the Northeast to support the Mirai when it debuts in 2016. And in related news, Honda introduced a new fuel cell concept in Japan. There aren't many details, but Honda says it will have a range of more than 300 miles, and its fuel cell stack is about 33% smaller than the one used in the fuel cell vehicle it's been showing off for a few years, the FCX Clarity. The new fuel cell vehicle will launch in Japan in 2016, and then will roll out to the US and Europe. Still to come, Lincoln offers a more exclusive experience for its customers, and Ford introduces a beefed-up version of the Mustang.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
As part of its efforts to become a more premium brand, Lincoln is offering more luxurious vehicles and a more personalized customer experience. Called Black Label, it first launches next month with the MKZ and MKC models and will later roll out to the rest of its lineup. From a product standpoint, Black Label vehicles will be offered in 4 themes that come with unique materials, trims, colors, and wheels. Participating Lincoln dealers will have a designated Black Label staff and a dedicated room to help buyers choose the theme that they want. Or if customers can't make it to the dealer, Lincoln will meet with them at their home or office to help pick out the car that they want. Other perks include once-a-year detailing, a free rental while the car is being serviced, and car washes anytime. The company is charging about $6,000 for the Black Label experience, which is being launched at 32 dealers across 6 states to begin with. And in other Ford news, if you watched Autoline After Hours a few weeks back with Dave Parachek, the chief engineer of the Mustang, you may remember one of the strangest callers that I have ever heard, who said after a bunch of drinks with a few higher-ups in the company, they revealed that a new performance version of the Mustang was coming. The caller said it would have a flat-plane crankshaft, 5.2-liter V8, which would get put in one of the most iconic Mustang nameplates of all time, the Shelby GT350. Well, lo and behold, we can now confirm that is actually being true. The 180-degree interval at which the connecting rods are attached to the crankshaft, rather than the usual 90 degrees, is more typically found in race engines or exotic European sports cars. The engine is the most powerful naturally aspirated production engine the company has ever produced. It'll put out more than 500 horsepower and is mated to a 6-speed manual transmission. Other highlights of the track-focused car include MagnaRide dampers, Brembo brakes, and a bunch of tricks to improve aerodynamics. No word yet on when you can go out and buy one. And don't forget that our coverage of the LA Auto Show starts on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we'll be bringing you a special after hours from Honda Performance Development, which is the automaker's technical operations center for its motorsport program. So if you have any questions about Honda racing, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. Will aluminum replace steel as the go-to material to make cars out of? That's coming up next.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like BetaMate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetaMate.com.
The new Ford F-150 has triggered a lot of discussion because of its aluminum body and whether or not the material will become the most popular to make cars out of. That was one of the topics on Autoline After Hours with Swami Kotagiri, the chief technology officer of the Canadian supplier company Magna. In the following clip from that show, Swami shares his thoughts on whether automakers will convert to aluminum.
One of the projects that we did, the multi-material lightweight vehicle that we unveiled in June, was a good example of aluminum usage in the right application. I don't believe all aluminum usage is the only answer. As you look at it, we had in that vehicle about 66% aluminum, and the remaining was steel.
And that was a Fusion, by the way, so you were working on a Ford car for that project. So.
That's right. And the idea there was to demonstrate the right use of application of aluminum where it needs to, right? So I don't believe aluminum is the answer for everything, but the increased use of aluminum is definitely a trend.
If you want to learn more about what technology Magna is working on, you can watch that entire show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.